interestingly today, I'm speaking about the love of God. And we are in Corinthians 13, verse 7. And the verse is about love that never gives up and hope for all things. And just let's have a look if this works. Somebody might change the thing for me. If it doesn't work. So just let's have a look at this verse, because interestingly, when we read different translation, we have a little bit of a more of an accurate sense of what it means. So I'll put a few translations for you. First one says, love bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, and endure all things. And the second translation says, love keeps every confidence. It believes all things, hopes all things, endure all things. There's another one, loves always protect, always trust, always hopes, always persevere. And the last one, which is very much where the song comes from, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful and endures through every circumstances. And I think for me, there's really two main ideas, and that's what I'm going to focus on this morning. First, love has a supernatural ability to keep going until the end and never give up. It's supernatural, okay? Because have you noticed there's this repetition of all things, always, always, in all things, we hope, we trust, we believe, we endure until the end. So there's supernatural ability to keep going until the end and to never give up. First. Second point is love as a perspective, a mindset of hope and faith that choose to see people and circumstances in the best redemptive light as possible. So that we always trust, we always believe for changes, we always believe for the promises. Can you see how the two goes together? How is it possible to endure until the end if I haven't got the hope and the faith? So we have this ability to keep going because we have a mindset of hope and faith that sees people in circumstances in the best redemptive life as possible. I think we see on earth a little bit of that, glimpses of that kind of love. You watch movies and you see stories of extraordinary stories of, you know, like parents who have loved their children through very harsh circumstances, or spouses who stick with each other for incredible hardship and horrendous story, right? We see glimpses of that on earth. But I think this capacity to endure all things, to trust all things, to hope for all things, even sometimes when we can't see much, is really a Holy Spirit work. Mm-hmm. I know for myself, I need Holy Spirit to get resilience and compassion for people. You with me? Mm-hmm. Can you do that naturally? Put your hand up if you're good at that naturally. Don't we need God for that? See, the first thing I really want to do is look at God's love for us and how he teaches to do that, yes? So if this works, yes. So let's look at God's love for us. I just want you to even maybe close your eyes and remind yourself of God's love for you. You know, where we were once in darkness, when we were lost, in the pit with the pigs, he still saw God in us. He created us as his image with purpose. Yes, we were sinners, but so precious, so worth saving, that he sacrificed his only son for us. What a love. What a love. Even now, when we fail from time to time, sometimes we go back eating in the gutter. Sometimes we forget, we think like orphans, or we start to struggle on our own and forget to lean on us, on him, he still sees the gold in us even better. He sees us perfect because when he looked at us, he sees Jesus' righteousness. How about that? How about that? What kind of love is that? Even when we fail to love him back like he deserves, even when we fail to trust him and put him in the right place in our lives, he still loves us through it all, and he believes and hopes for us. His unconditional love and his kindness leads us to repentance, you know, because we are like, oh wow, you still love me, and I did that, and you still love me. I did that, you're still patient with me. He never gives us, and even more than that, he put everything in place for our success. Everything is in place for our success. Because guess what? He even left us with the Holy Spirit. That means God in us to help us to change from within. So you see, nothing can separate you from the love of God. He loved us before. He loves us now. And he will always love us. And he is here to fight our battle. He advocates for us, he guides us, and he transforms us from glory to glory. What kind of love is this? I want to love like him. I want to love like him. Don't you? So we are called in each one of us to see the gold in all people and call it out. The most addicted, the most deprived, you know, people you're thinking, is there any good in them? No, still, Father is for them. You know, they are Father's lost son and daughters, like the prodigal, you know, son and daughters. We want to see them back to the Father's house. He's waiting for them. He loves them. He gave Jesus for them. So we are called to much resilience and endurance in his love for people. Whatever circumstances, whatever difficulty, however unlovable, all we need is to keep lavishing this unconditional love and grace to people. Mm-hmm. In the same way that God lavished his unconditional love for us, mm-hmm, and his grace. You know, he did it in the past, he's still doing it today. He's still working with us today, right? Now, I've got this little application here. Moms and dads, mom and dad, if your children mess up, guess what? Focus on the connection with your children and keep loving them. Keep loving them. You know, often our first reaction is like, whoa, this is not how I brought you up. What are you doing? You're bringing shame on my family, okay? And as well, what you're doing is hurting me. And we react out of this. When actually that's really not what God did for us. What happened for us? Jesus came and paid the price for our rebellion and our mess. He laid down his life for us. He laid down his life so we could come home and get a brand new life. He laid down his life so we could be free of shame and guilt. So as mom and dad, guess what we're doing? We lay down our life loving them, bringing life to them. Unconditional love. Keep the connection until they come home. Until they come home. We represent Jesus. Listen, I'm not talking about being sluggish about sins, okay? Often bad things happen because people make poor choices and they're disconnected with God. But our first reaction in the midst of that is to love the person where the person is at. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Brené Brown has this quote, and I find it really challenging. Okay? I'm still not even sure I agree with it. Okay? So bear with me. And I know it's not the Bible, by the way. Okay? But I'm going to make a point for you. Don't worry. It says, all I know is that my life is better when I assume that people are doing their best. It keeps me out of judgment and lets me focus on what is and not what should or could be. That's profound, no? That's profound. And I have to tell you, I struggle with that quote a lot because I'm thinking, are people really doing their best? That's my first reaction, you know? Because, you know, as a doer and as a somebody who's been brought up with principle, you know, sometimes I just want to slap people in good behavior. Who's like that? Yeah. Who's with me? Yeah. Well, a lot of us, right? No, you could do better. Stop doing this, okay? But more and more, I understand this quote. What it means is, it is not for me to judge. It is not for me to judge. It is for me to love people right where they are. And isn't it what God does? Isn't it what God does? Listen, this is what Father does. He puts the judgment for our sins and our failure on Jesus. Think about that. So we could have a relationship with him and be loved by him. And that could bring redemption in our lives. So where is the punishment and where is the slap in to good behavior? It's not there. He put the punishment on Jesus so that we could have a relationship with him. That we could connect. And out of this connection, he can transform us and he can transform our behavior. That's totally different. Isn't it? So, we are not called to judge people. We are called to love them right where they are. Like Jesus. Think about it. I don't even know if that's correct English, but... Okay, so... Out of the people, if there is any people group or people you are actually quite critical and judgmental about, or you disagree. So think about these people that in general life you disagree with. Whatever is their lifestyle, their beliefs, you think they're cuckoo, whatever it is. So think about this group of people that maybe you are critical and judgmental about. How many of these people have you got a deep relationship with? How many? It's very likely none. So what we want to do is assume the best of people, even if it's hard to see the good stuff. We want to feel God's love for them and God's perspective for them. We want to start to hope for the best. We want to believe all things. We want to trust all things, things that come from hope and a hopeful perspective, because God has a redemptive plan for every people and every situation that is maybe doesn't look that good. Yeah? Now, let's dig a little bit later, a bit deeper, sorry. So what happened when... Say you have loved, you have persevered in hope, you have hope that things are going to change, and you loved really well in that. Some, it might be that you love someone and you believe for their change, but somehow it hasn't happened. Okay? Or what happened if you love God and you really persevered in your faith, but you have not seen the change on your daily basis? How can we perceive it until the end? How can we never give up? That's a tough question. Let's be real. How is that possible? Well, Graham Cook was asked this question, and his answer was really mind-blowing. I'm just changing the page. His answer was mind-blowing. This is what he said. I don't persevere in my life situation or in circumstances. I persevere in the nature of God. I'm choosing my place to stand, and what I choose is to stand on is goodness. So I persevere in my relationship with God and in His presence. Then I live out of the fruit of this relationship with peace, setting my mind on the things above. So perseverance is a yielding, is a turning to God. I do everything out of that position of rest. Amen. So we're not like gonna persevere just to persevere. Oh, it's tough, but I'm gonna keep going. I've got this. Yes, I can do it. I'm strong. I'm doing it. Look at me. That's not what we do. We're not even going like, yes, I'm going to proclaim this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to pray more, I'm going to fast more, I'm going to think, Jesus is going to come through for me. That's not even that. We keep going, leaning on God, on who He is. Our perseverance, it's an hope. Our perseverance and hope, it's actually in the nature of God and His goodness. Not even in the change of circumstances. This is super important, because if your hope is in the outcome you are fighting for, if the breakthrough doesn't turn up, what happens is you will be disappointed and your faith will be shaken. You get that? Mm-hmm. If your hope is in the outcome, the result, when it's not happening, is disappointment. I'm taking an example. Say, for example, I have this disease and it's really a struggle, okay? But my hope is on I'm going to get healed. So on the outcome. What happened is in 10 years' time I'm not healed. And it is really a struggle. Then what happened is I will be disappointed, because my hope was in my healing. Can you see it? However, if your hope is in the nature of God and His goodness, this will transcend time and it will be bigger than your problem. So what you will do is you will build resilience and you will be able to endure all things. So the capacity to endure and love until the end comes from trusting God and surrendering, believing that the outcome will be good at the end. So in the case of what I'm saying about healing, it's Jesus, I trust in you. I believe you are the healer. And yes, I am contending for this healing. I believe you can heal me. But guess what? If you don't, I still believe you're good. I still believe that you are going to get me through this. You're going to give me supernatural strength, and I will not give up on you, on loving you, because I believe you are good. And at the end, I will see your glory. I will see you face to face, and I will understand why I had to go through this and why I had to suffer, even though I don't understand right now. Can you see the difference? Yeah? Have you ever heard of the story of Brother Young? Brian Young is a Chinese Christian. And I don't know if you heard this story. It's written in a book called Heavenly Man. And this Chinese pastor was so persecuted. I can't even detail the numbers of persecution he had in his life. But he was jailed 3 times. And he was literally prepared to die for his faith. That was bad. I mean, we're not talking about suffering because we can't afford a holiday, right? You know, because that's, sometimes we have to be honest, some of us, I'm not saying all of us, but some of us, that's the level of our suffering, you know? Say, oh, shoot, I can't afford a holiday, this is hard. You know, I'm joking, you know what I'm saying. It's just, but anyway, this pastor, right? Real suffering and persecution, okay? He ended up walking out of a maximum security prison, completely supernatural. I think the door unlocked, the guards didn't see him, and he walked out. But you know, he still have a tough life because he could never return to China. He had to exile. I think now he's living somewhere in, I can't remember if it's Germany or Netherlands. Not easy life, but this conviction that, okay, God is with him. He saw miracles, but still suffered a lot, okay? But he's not going to give up until the end because he know he's God, he know he's good, and he's faithful all time. So, brother, sister, what it says, we do not know what life has in store for us, do we? We don't. But our confidence is in the goodness and the faithfulness of our God in the midst of the circumstances we live in. And yes, we do believe for changes. Yes, we do believe for breakthrough in our lives. But our love for God and our perseverance in love for God and for people, all right, is actually based on the trust that we have in him and his unfailing love and his goodness. It's not based on outcomes, right? It's funny because Jimmy and I, we were discussing that, was it yesterday? Yesterday morning? And we were reflecting. We said, you know, it's interesting. If you go through churches, many churches, sometimes I wonder what kind of gospel we are preaching. Because the Bible never said you would never suffer. Never. Actually, there's only two guaranteed outcomes. That is for sure in the Bible. Okay? In the New Testament, is the one thing which is for sure is one day you will see him face to face.
Amen.
One day you will see him face to face. And the other thing is everything will work out for the good with those who love him. But when we say for our good, again, what kind of gospel have you got? Because for our good is so that we are transformed from glory to glory. That's our good. That we are transformed for glory. That's our good. So we know that at the end it will be good, and we know for sure that in heaven there's not going to be illness, suffering, and etc. We know that for sure. Okay? But that's the only two guarantees. So I would encourage you to encounter the love of God, because that's what's going to keep you going. The love of God will keep you going, knowing, you will know, you will believe, you will learn to trust, because you know he loves you and he has the best for you at heart. So that is what will keep you going. But it's very important to not jump to conclusion too quickly in our lives, okay? Let me finish by reading a story. And this story, I have to tell you, it's a personal story. It's personally meaningful to me. It's not my story. You're going to see it because it's a story of a Chinese mind, another one. So it's not me. But it has personal meaning to me. Because I have to be honest, this last 5 years has been tremendously difficult. But the only thing that kept me loving, persevering, and keep me bearing all things was actually the knowledge that God knows better than I am. God knows, I don't even speak English right now. you got me, right? God knows better. He knows better. So the things I can't control, I have to leave in his hand. Okay? So let me read that out. And because I'm a very poor reader in English, I'll just put it on the thing. Okay. There is an old story about a wise man living on one of the China's vast frontier. One day, for no apparent reason, a young man's horse ran away and was taken by nomads across the border. And everyone tried to offer consolation to the man's bad fortune. But his father, a very wise man, said, "What makes you so sure this is not a blessing?" Months later, his horse returned, bringing with her a magnificent stallion. And this time everyone was full of congratulation for the son's good fortune. But now his father said, "What makes you so sure this isn't a disaster?" And their household was made richer by this fine horse. The son loved to ride, but one day he fell off this horse and broke his hip. And once again, everyone offered their consolation for his bad luck. But his father said, "What makes you so sure this is not a blessing?" A year later, nomads invaded, and every able-bodied man was required to take up his bow and go into battle. The Chinese families living on the border lost 9 out of every 10 men who went to fight. Only because the son was lame did the father and son survive to take care of each other. So often, what appears to be success or a blessing is actually a terrible thing. And what appears to be a terrible event can turn out to be a rich blessing. Love endures and never gives up. It is sustained by the hope we have in the nature of God. You cannot control what will happen to you, what this life will give you. But God is in charge. God knows if it's a success, a failure, or whatever. All we do is we stay in His hand. We stay in His hand. We believe Him for the outcome. We believe that at the end, it will be good for us. Can you see that? Okay, so let me finish. I just would like us to pray for two things. So maybe you haven't had that breakthrough and you've been faithful in praying. You have been faithful in pressing on for something super specific. You have had hope. You did everything right. Nothing was wrong in what you did. Okay? Okay, but now you are disappointed. You are disappointed because you have not seen that breakthrough. I would like you to choose to persevere and standing on who God is. Say, "God, I'm giving you this disappointment and I choose now to persevere knowing that you are good and you are faithful for me, and I will stand upon your goodness." That's first type of people. Second type, you are going through tough stuff right now. Right there are stuff that are objectively difficult. It could be in your job, it could be in your families, it could be illnesses, it could be God knows. Okay? Choose to surrender and trust Him. Trust Him that He will work out everything for good, okay? And He will equip you with all the things you need. He will even give you joy and peace in the midst, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, okay? So if that speaks to you, just let's stand up. If that speaks to you, just stand up. Yes, God. Yeah. Father God, fill us with wonder. Mm. fill us with wonder. Fill us with wonder that we will be like a child looking at the beauty of our King. Looking at the goodness of our King. Looking at the kindness of our King. Trusting for the best in His faithfulness. Trusting for the best in every situation because we know You are good. Father, we give our disappointment to You. We give our disappointment to You and reignite our heart so that we could believe again. Reignite our heart that we could believe again into Your power and Your love. Amen. Father, just come and get rid of all of disappointment. Amen. We pray against any disappointment in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord. And Lord, we surrender in You. We surrender in You, in Your presence, Jesus. Fill us with wonder. Fill us with wonder, we pray. Fill us with wonder, we pray. Yeah, we're giving it all up to You, Lord. We're giving it all up to You, Lord. Wow. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You are in control. You are in control. We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord.